Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. First, I'd like to take a moment to thank all of you who showed your support for WIPR during our fall pledge drive week. It means a lot to us, and we couldn't do our jobs without you, so we are very grateful. Thank you. Now, it's no secret that the news has been in the news of late. The question of what is truth regarding the press, elected officials, social media, has been a recurring theme in our national dialogue. And if you haven't had enough of all that in real life, the play Putin on Ice, that isn't the real title of this show, toys with the concept of truth like a cat taunting a mouse. It's co-produced by the Acme Corporation and Single Carat Theater, and you can see it Thursday through Saturday, now through October 7th, at Single Carat. Here to talk about it is Acme Corporation co-founding artistic director and playwright Lola B. Pearson. Her play, Follow No Strangers to the Fun Places, was named in the 2018 Best Of issue of Baltimore Magazine. Welcome to On the Record, Lola.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Also joining us is director and Acme Corporation member Yuri Urnov. In 2009, he was a Fulbright Scholar in Residence at Towson University, where he now teaches acting and directing as a visiting professor. Welcome, Yuri.
Thank you. Hello.
Lola, first tell us about the Acme Corporation. From the website, it seems like you're a theater company with a mission.
We are. So we've been in existence for about 6 years, and we are interested in making things that cannot be reproduced on a screen. So we are mostly interested in making work that has to be theater, that fulfills the medium as its strongest impulse. We like experimenting. We mess with classics, we do new works, we do work with music, and we're currently in a co-production with Single Carat, which has been a really amazing experience. They're a bigger theater than us, so sharing resources, sharing philosophies, sharing aesthetics, and I think we've actually learned a lot on both sides, and it's been kind of great.
Is the name really a direct reference to the Roadrunner cartoons?
Yeah, absolutely. We like to say that it's theater that might blow up in your face.
Yuri, the idea for a show about Putin started with you?
Where did it start, Lola? Did it start with us both?
I think it was actually Single Carat's idea. I think they were goofing off one day and somebody said, well, when are we going to do Putin on Ice, the icecapade about Putin?
Okay, because it sounds to me, the title sounds like an icecapade. So that was the first conversation, and then that went where?
And the
In other words, like a year-long fight between Putin on Ice and Putin on the Ritz.
Right. So there right. was an ongoing disagreement about what the title of the show should be, whether it should be Putin on the Ritz or Putin on Ice. And so we ended up having this artistic compromise. We said, well, the show is about lying, so why don't we just tell them that the title is a lie? So we picked Putin on Ice as the title and then told the audience that we were lying to them about what the title is.
Because really the title is Putin on the Ritz?
Yes.
Okay, but so that's the title. But what about the content of this show? How did this come to be?
So Single Carat approached Yuri. They had worked with him before, and he's Russian, so he was a natural match for the show. And then Yuri and I had done a show together before and had a really good experience. So Yuri approached me as the playwright of the play, and then I generated about 35 pages just of raw text. And that's what Yuri went into the rehearsal room with on the first day, was just raw text, no stage directions, no characters. And then he basically just played with the actors for about a month. I don't know if you want to talk about that process at all.
Yeah, I'd like to hear about it.
Yeah, I think that's the fun way to go because, you know, American theater is so playwright-centered and so, like, text-centered, so you have to do everything as it is written on the page. And this collaboration, you know, creates very different conditions. You can try different things. You can see what works, what doesn't work. You can then call Lola and say, Lola, how about writing another scene here? And Lola's like, sure, why not? Why don't we have another scene here, right? And then we say, okay, this scene doesn't work. Let's cut it out. I find it actually to be a much more productive method of collaboration on the piece, on the theater piece, which is, you know, half play, half theater.
If you're resistant to a written text, how do you keep track of all those decisions you make in the rehearsal process? How do you capture that so that you actually have a play to present? Or does it change every performance?
No, it doesn't change every performance. At some point, you land. Like, we landed, I think, about two weeks ago. That's my
late. Yeah, although we've made changes. We were adding lines for actors up until the night before opening.
Okay.
We have highly competent actors.
We believe in them.
I'm still not quite clear on where the core idea came from.
The core idea, I think, came from Putin, certainly, because he's everywhere, right? That's kind of the point. No, I think, for me, the core idea was there for probably like 30 years sitting somewhere, like an infection or whatever, or bacteria. There was this thing that happened to me in 1991 when I saw the film on the still Soviet television, that was still the Soviet time, and I saw the film made by the St. Petersburg alternative artists, a three-hour-long film when they're proving that the founder of the Soviet Union, Vladimir Lenin, was a mushroom. And
Lenin was a mushroom.
Yes,
they proved.
They did prove it. They were very good at this. They actually, I think, managed to. So, and that was such a relief and such a moment of liberation for me as a young person then in the Soviet Union, where the image of Lenin was so serious and the idea of television was so serious, an idea of what is right and what is wrong was so serious. It suddenly kind of told me, no, you're fine. Something is changing in this life. You know,
that was the early 90s was the period of glasnost, of openness.
It was, but it
in
was
the Soviet system.
Yeah, but still, it was, you know, Soviet Union still existed after that for 6 months. Soviet Union still was there for the next 6 months after that. You know, so it still was, you know, quite a repressive state, even with Gorbachev in power. And I believe this was even before. Yeah, that was like a few months before the coup, before the first coup, because that happened in August of 91. But that was a clear sign. That something is changing, and it was not given through, you know, smart, intelligent critique. It was given through this absurdist statement.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Kast, speaking with playwright Lola B. Pearson and director Yuri Urnov. We're talking about their show Putin on Ice. That isn't the real title of this show, co-produced by the Acme Corporation and Single Carrot Theater. 2 years ago, when you started working on this play, Vladimir Putin was not in the news in the U.S. the way he is now. Has that development affected the creation of the play?
Well, it certainly was on my news list for the last 20 years, which is, believe me, more than enough. But I think the part of the message of this thing is that we're making Putin what it is. It's actually not that much the critique of Putin himself, because everybody does that anyway. Why bother? But it's the critique of our attitude to him and our ability to make him into this huge Godzilla, into this huge monster. And it sounds like that's exactly what he wants. I think that's really why we're doing that, to at least throw a flag out that, guys, come on, we're doing what he wants us to do. I wonder if we're doing what he wants us to do with this show as well, but I'm not sure. I hope not.
I don't think there's any way we can know.
So, Lola, tell me about the play.
So I would liken it to a cult initiation. That would be what I would choose to describe the structure of it.
A cult initiation. That's a little scary.
Well, it's like a fun, quirky cult initiation. There are games that we play with the audience, and sort of through the process of playing these games, we kind of make this point and remove the discussion from being what Putin's doing, what he's not doing, where he's influenced, where he's infiltrated, and more, as Yuri says, to being about our relationship with what we're looking at, what we're giving our attention to, which I think is, you know, it's a question for everything right now. I think it's a big question about Trump, the amount of attention we've given to Trump since he started running for president. So really broadening the scope of what we're talking about, that it's not just about Putin, it's about this wider idea of where we pay attention.
Is it political?
It is, yes. I think it's very political.
Expand on that.
Well, the first thing I'll say is that given the current political climate, it's actually extremely difficult to make anything that's not political. Which is exciting and also very intimidating. So every show we've done since Trump got elected I think has been viewed through a very political prism, even the things that we feel are very personal and are not political at all. And secondarily, I think the question of where we pay attention and the question of how we process our constantly getting crazier news feeds is a really political question, right? Where do we put our time and attention? Where are we spending our days after we read the Twitter, you know, how Twitter poisons our brains? So for me, it's a really political play, particularly since Putin is in the news at this juncture. And I like to think that one of the things that ACME's work does the best is sort of includes what's going on in the world as an element of the play, even if we're not directly pointing to it. So everyone knows that Putin's in the news, so they're bringing that to the experience of seeing the play.
But I do hope it's theatrically political. I think theater is a very special thing. It has its language, it has its tools, and it has tools that other media really can't use, I mean, or can only partially use. So I think there isn't a very important line in the play that you can't understand Putin. Putin has to be experienced. And I think that's what we're doing in the show. It's experienced, certainly through the absurdist lens.
And you've told us some of the roots of this in your experience as a Russian living through the dissolution of the Soviet regime. Are you directing this performance with American audiences in mind?
I think the production always happens in the place where it happens. I think there is no way, you know, to imagine it in a different place. It always lands in a place where it happens. And we're learning a lot about the audiences in the last two previous days. And mostly we're learning very fun and good things about it. So yes, I think it's targeted onto the American audience, but I do think it has kind of a specific Russian flair on that. It's relatively aggressive, I would say, in places.
Aggressive.
Yes. Well, I don't mean we'd hurt anybody, right? But I do think that it's do you feel this difference at all?
Yes. I would say it feels confrontational at places. And I don't think that makes the audience necessarily uncomfortable, but it's definitely a Russian feeling style to me.
Yeah, because you know how this guy talks, right? He's like he always keeps, I mean, Putin, you know, whenever he talks, he kind of keeps explaining you your place, right? Whatever he says, right? He's telling you you're whatever, right? You're nobody, right? That's his permanent subtext, whatever he does. And we are, because our characters are all different kinds of Putins, they are all like, you know, we have a drag Putin, a baby Putin, you know, a religious Putin. They are trying to follow the rules of his game.
Give me an example of, if you can, without giving the whole thing away, of some decision or some element that was added in this process you talked about of how this play was created.
Pretty much every element of that, honestly. There is a survey piece that we're not telling you how it works, but that was certainly added during the thing. Actually, the idea of let's see how Shakespeare was dealing with Chekhov in his, with Putin, my lord, how Shakespeare and Chekhov were dealing with Putin in his plays came in the middle of the process. So a lot of the things were thrown in as we went.
Yeah, I would say actually very little of the original 35 pages remains as part of the final text. And for me, and I'm sort of a traitor to the American playwriting community, right? Because I actually don't think theater should be a text-based art form. I think it's a visual art form, and that text is one thing that's very important in the same way that the composition is very important and the lighting is very important. So the text has evolved a great deal, and there have been a number of ideas that the actors had or that designers had. We do historical reenactments at some point. I think that was an actor idea of like how World War I started. There are jokes.
Yeah, we're actually added. I mean, the big, I actually like that Russian jokes, translated Russian jokes, made it into the production, because this was this was a long term way of Russians to fight the pressure, to fight the political and psychological pressure. Like, you know, two Russians meet, the first thing they do, they tell a political joke, right? And we some of these jokes are being told, let's put it this way, during the production. And I think that's a good thing we're doing that, because I think that's what this show in general is. It's a joke, but it's a bit bigger than a joke, I hope.
Lola, what do you hope people take from it?
I hope that they come away asking questions more than anything, asking about what they look at, why they're looking at it, more than anything else.
Yuri, is there something you'd like people to take away?
I would say like some liberation from this paranoia, from this circle we keep living in, when we just, you know, we wake up mad and we go to bed mad again. Like, we need to get out of this stress somehow, and we need to find the smart way of doing that.
It sounds like a lot of fun. I appreciate your telling us about it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Playwright Lola B. Pearson and director Yuri Ornov talking about Putin on Ice. That isn't the real title of this show. Co-produced by the Acme Corporation and Single Carrot Theater. It's running Thursdays through Sundays now through October 7th at Single Carrot Theater, 2600 North Howard Street. We have a link to more information at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. I'm Sheila Cast. Now a quick break and then a Stoop story. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.